With the new year comes another chance for Senate Bill 50. That's State Senator Scott Wiener's proposal that would change zoning rules with the goal of stimulating new housing construction. Last year, the bill attracted both fierce support and steadfast opposition, but the senator remains confident it can pass in 2020. Reporter Akina Klein attended a recent community meeting about the bill, sponsored by the digital news outlet San Jose Spotlight.
The audience was largely receptive to the ideas behind SB 50, which aims to add multifamily housing across the state.
It is not sustainable that 75% of the residentially zoned land in the state of California only allows for single-family homes. It's illegal to build anything other than single-family homes.
That figure comes from the urban planning software company, Urban Footprint, which says that in many American cities, 75% of residential land is cordoned off for single-family homes only. But in some cities, that number is even higher. Take San Jose, where this event was held. 94% of residential land is zoned for single-family homes. And this is the crux of SB 50. Recently, tech giants Apple, Google, and Facebook pledged $4.5 billion collectively to address the housing crisis. But Wiener asks, where are they supposed to build?
Good luck to Apple to get Cupertino to agree to anything.
If SB 50 passes, a city like Cupertino would not get as much say over new development. And this has some local government officials and slow growth advocates bristling at the bill, which would allow for tall residential buildings in their towns.
Right? It's all about, you know, what do I want this building on my block? Is this going to take away a parking spot? Is this going to block my view? Are there going to be three more kids in my child's classroom? I don't want it. As opposed to, do we have enough housing? And so the part of what we're doing is readjusting the balance between the state and the local, not to get rid of local control, but to have some basic standards.
Governor Gavin Newsom's goal is to build 3.5 million more homes by 2025. But an August report commissioned by the government accountability nonprofit California Forward shows the state cannot meet that goal, partly due to local governments that won't approve higher density housing. SB 50 would change that. But opposition to Wiener's bill isn't limited to people who don't want it in their backyard. It also comes from people who don't have a backyard.
A lot of times they don't understand what it is to really live in low-income communities, especially the people that are creating these bills.
Dante Lartique is a San Jose native who works to support underserved youth. He grew up in the foster care system and found himself homeless while transitioning out. He's currently on the fence about SB 50.
Because, you know, we've had that in our community where they built more dense projects, but, you know, it goes to the tech workers.
The bill does include requirements for affordable housing and some protections to try to avoid the displacement that typically comes with new development. Jennifer Loving is concerned about whether that'll be enough. She leads Destination Home, which is involved in funding affordable housing developments.
It doesn't matter if you can pay, if the rent is twice as much as you make or 10 times as much. You still can't afford it if you're a kid, if you're a senior, if you're formerly homeless, if you're on fixed income.
Heading into 2020, SB 50 may get a vote, but there are still many Californians who do not trust any policy that promises increased development. They ask, development of what and for whom? I'm Anika Klein for KRCB's North Bay Report.
You can find more reporting on the Bay Area housing crisis at norcalpublicmedia.org.